So there's no such thing as time, meaning that we consent to what is already our true provisions, what's already established, what's already afforded to us. So it's like you order something on the menu, you haven't received it, but you've already ordered it. You count on the fact that it's going to arrive. That's what we're doing in this holy moment of remembrance. We're allowing ourselves to proceed. We're allowing ourselves to receive. We're accepting that we're multidimensional, which means that we can order our next delight. That means we're coinciding with our loveliness. We're coinciding with our gifting. We're coinciding with our true remembrance, because we're the ones that are giving ourselves permission to awaken. And we're awakening to the fact that indeed Christ is risen, because Christ always was. And so don't, like, not to get hung up on the verbiage. It's really our true innocence. It's our true essence. So for me, really quickly, it's like, well, I got a dog barking, the memory's full, and the batteries are going, whatever. And so the old placement, I would have had three charges against myself, prison for forever, right? You know, like a triple felon or something. So the new charge is we're always in our innocence. We're always in our innocence. So whatever occurs, it's only that egoic mind that has like the judgment, good, bad, right, or wrong. So this is the whole point. This demonstration is demonstrating our fullness. There is no lack. There's no need to experience anything but that Christ vision. So in English, self-love. That love of all occurrences, whatever occurs, it's okay, because we're on our way. We're on our way. And so as we open this, it's almost like everything serves our divine essence, our divine appointment, our divine readiness. Because these are the things on a individual level that would have been like, forget it. Hide under a rock. And so the good news is there need be no more rocks. There need be no more falsified claims. No more falsified claims as we will receive. So I literally see us releasing like the noose around the neck. In other words, as we release all judgment, as we release all fear, as we unite with that essence of love. This is the love. This is the God essence. This is our truth. And we're learning how to be, here we go again. We're learning how to be in bliss. We're learning how to be in bliss, because as we attune to bliss, as we attune to our loveliness, as we attune to our holy consent, we create abundance in full measure. So whatever your gift is, whatever your next step is, whatever you're stepping into, whatever you're attuning to now, it is completed. So this is like the grand hurrah, where we allow that full demonstration. So the demonstration is the right meeting, the right book, the right fellowship, the right new skill, the right new city, the spiritual gifts, because we're increasing our gratitude to itself. We're increasing our establishment in English. Your understanding of self, your perception of self, your agreement to be one with self, to never leave the self. So you always stand pretty, meaning you always stand upright. It's not like you're not, if you're beautiful or not, you are beautiful, your energy. So this is what they mean when you always stand pretty, meaning that you always stand present. You don't leave, you don't move at the slightest breeze, at the slightest wind. You understand your holy rite of demonstration. So this is what we're doing, is we're aligning with that gift of love. We're aligning with that gift of true provisions. We're aligning with our self-mastery. So as you will allow yourself to avoid no thing. So that means whatever occurs, whatever dog is barking in your life, it's like you let it happen. You let it all happen and realize that you're mastering your own innocence. You're coming into your own good provisions. You're coming into your own Christ-like energies, meaning that you're no longer abiding by the ego. You're no longer abiding by lack. So as you will allow yourself to receive these gifts of true allocation, there is an energetic offering, and they're saying a revival. So think about, like, you know, when you have like a church revival, it's like they're raising the rooftop. They're raising the frequency is what they're doing. They're raising the frequency. This is what we're aligning to. This is what we're consenting to. This is what we are demonstrating is available to us in full measure. Not a piece, not a couple of crumbs. Because remember, we're demonstrating truth. We're demonstrating life. Not a slice, the whole cake, the whole provisions. So whatever our next allocation is, it's here, it's present on our path to full restoration. So the full restoration is already present, and we increase our loveliness, we increase our frequency. So we gather this coincided bliss in increasing measure of delight. So let us receive in total prosperity. Now, prosperity is not only golden coins, though it can indeed be golden coins, but prosperity may be your next meeting of the minds, someone you meet that opens doors. It could be the next book, the next great aha moment. Prosperity is all that is due you is here now. In full measure. So I literally have like petals going all around us in full measure. This means we just want a blessing in one area. Well, would you accept blessings in all areas? Would that be okay with you? So this is full measure. Because remember, we're increasing in frequency. So that frequency increases all happenings. All happenings. And I literally have this like star system. It almost looks like a comet or something. It's like this energy that just looks like stars that is encircling us. And it's awakening our vitality. It's awakening our remembrance. So in essence, it's helping us to exert our due influence. In other words, what we receive. So we can be in the vicinity of something, but if we're not open to it in consciousness, we won't see it. When we raise our consciousness, suddenly what was there all the time takes on a new meaning. And someone will be like, oh, it was there all the time. Really? I didn't notice. Because we weren't aligned with it. It wasn't within us. So as we receive in good measure, it's allowing all provisions, all areas. Let us receive. They're asking us to continue that just a little bit longer so that they can offer us a transmission. So when we're receiving, we're aligning with our multidimensional understanding of self. We're receiving from outside time. And remember, true availability. All is for us as we will allow. So allow means receiving your innocence, dropping duality, allowing yourself to be one with the understanding of love in all good measures. They're showing me the world card. So this is the whole purpose of our endeavors, why we're here. In English, our true soul mission. Knowing there are no limitations, So it is. Summoned it verily. Like, I just felt like the click, like locking, like, aced it, aced it, aced it, aced it, aced it. Beautiful.